local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to Thursday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 3 hours, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. An official congratulations are in store from Austin and I to Tanner Stewart.
Really?
With the birth of his twin boys today.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
Totally.
I didn't just
piggyback on your celebration.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
but congrats.
We just saw it on Channel 3.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. But congrats to Tanner. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
I would imagine that he will not be on the program tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and just
make the
executive call that we'll just give him the day off.
I think just by a hair, his newborn twins are just a teeny tiny bit more important than you and I.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tad. That's exciting news. Going from one child to three, and just like that,
man. Ah, jeez. I'm not even a father, and that sounds hectic.
Absolutely. Also, Austin, there was a big day yesterday that I didn't realize had taken place.
What's that?
But it was your birthday, was it not?
Yes, it was. I didn't want to make a point of mentioning it. On air, I don't like when people are like, "It's my birthday!" Oh my god!
It's like the you are not the type of person to go walking around with a dollar bill, y'all.
Yes,
tied to your shirt there so people know.
Yeah,
or like you like the show Impractical Jokers. You've seen a lot of episodes of that.
I've seen bits and pieces.
There's one episode where Joe is, I think he's an Uber driver, and he's got two women in the back seat, and they tell him to like just be super uncomfortable about the fact that it's your birthday, and he's like, "Today is my birthday. Today is my birthday." So this is not that is not how you roll.
No, I don't like it when people make a point of mentioning it's their birthday. As I said,
so
it
that's
feels
why
like
you
a
went to
attention.
Cheddar's. I thought it was odd that you were going out in to a public setting after after the show yesterday. But that is the reason why you went to Cheddar's.
It's got to be a good reason. I don't go out to eat.
I should have put two and two together, but I failed on that. And then Facebook let me know last night when I got home.
It's also where I got this hat from, and it's where I got that Yeti there.
Wow.
Yeah. So
birthday swag.
Yes, birthday swag. Absolutely. I didn't have Dallas Stars merch with their current logo. I wanted that. So. Santa, also known as birthday Santa. What? I don't know. What am I talking about?
Well,
I got a gift.
I got
what I asked for.
I mean, you love playing Christmas bumpers.
Yes.
So it stands to reason that you would refer to as the birthday gift giver as Santa as
In this case, it was my mother, but yes. So I don't know. I mean, it is kind of like Christmas in July. I got like four birthdays in my family in this month. So it's pretty hectic. But
I wanted to formally recognize that for the audience as well, that it was your birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Now to the rest of our top stories today.
Oh, yeah.
The last night of the Republican National Convention will be all about Donald Trump.
I think you're going to find an inspirational speech, but one that's very focused on, you know, putting our country first again. Our country hasn't been first for a very long time. We need to go back to it.
That's Eric Trump, the former president, set to take the stage to formally accept the GOP nomination. And it'll be the first time addressing the nation since the attack on his life Saturday. Tonight's theme, Make America Great Once Again. And Trump will lay out what the campaign says is his plan for a new golden age for America. And his speech will be live here on News Radio Pensacola. Anxiety among Democrats continues to grow about President Biden's campaign. The Washington Post reports former President Obama told his allies Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy.
As far as the campaign goes, nobody's predicting a landslide this November in any direction. It was a very close race 4 years ago, and it's going to be a close race this November.
Well, some Democrats, though, are still hanging on. The Post says Obama has been taking calls from worried Democrats, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Meanwhile, Axios reports Biden may be persuaded by Democratic Party leaders and close friends to drop out by this weekend. All of this comes as Biden remains self-isolated with COVID. Austin, are you among those who think that the COVID thing is just a cover to keep him away from the cameras while the Democratic Party maneuvers behind the scenes?
I don't think so. That would be kind of smart, because I was thinking this may be what he needs. He's been trying to really, you know, get out in front of his poor debate a while back, and he hasn't really, I think we've talked about it before, he hasn't really silenced the doubters when it clearly when it comes to his public appearances. So I thought it was like, maybe this is good for him, you know, just some time away. But it could be, yeah, it could be purposeful. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, also a pretty interesting story from last night's debate, convention. Two GOP senators confronted the director of the Secret Service at the convention last night about Trump's assassination attempt. Senators Marsha Blackburn and John Barrasso asked pointed questions to Kimberly Cheadle about reported failures by her agency. The confrontation started on the RNC floor, with Cheadle saying this is not the time for questions. Of course, she is appearing in front of a House committee on Monday. That's a look at our top three stories. Late to traffic and weather. Austin, are anything happening right now?
Well, looking at the well, for starters, let me say this really quickly. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Barrancas Avenue. This is where it meets. What road is this here? Are you going to tell me? Or are you just okay? U.S. Highway 98. That's it. Where Barrancas meets Highway 98, we do have some backups in that area there. Also, a traffic report being brought to our attention over in that area. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile is backed up already this evening. And same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Tiger Point. And we also have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Highway 87. The last major spots are going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and further westbound as you approach Glover Lane.
We've got an unsettled weather pattern, and that means high rain chances over the next several days. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up anytime, day or night. Next few days, not all day rain, but looking into the weekend, Sunday looks like a very high rain chance, and that may end up being a washout of a day. As far as the rest of the weather goes, it will be humid. That'll make it feel hotter. High temps will be up around 90 degrees. We'll see some sunshine, some clouds, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, we'll take a break there. 419 local, state, national news still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family size 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Peatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His man later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Republican National Convention is going on right now in Milwaukee, and News Radio Pensacola is there. Be sure to tune in to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for all of your updates.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you can call the Best of the Bay winner. Why wouldn't you? That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note. Pine Forest Road has gotten significantly worse. That's going to be if you are traveling northbound towards 9 miles. Going to back you up to I-10 at this time. Also have some backup still on Barrancas. It's going to be right where it meets Highway 98. We do have some backups going both ways there. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing the Tiger Point area has some backup still. And Navarre Parkway is looking very very rough at this time if you are traveling westbound passing Highway 87. The last major spots are going to be on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and then further westbound as you approach Glover Lane.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your First Warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Almost 425 here at News Radio Pensacola. A quick little headlines today. Pensacola police say a 20-year-old man now in custody in connection with an early morning stabbing today. Investigators say Mark Musser is charged with attempted homicide. This after officers were called to a home on K Street, found a victim with four stab wounds. Injuries described as serious but not life-threatening. Also today, Escambia Sheriff's Office awarding Canine Streeter with the Medal of Courage. Here is Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons.
Well, then some internal, they kept him overnight at the vet, at least one night, and he has been working ever since, right? He's catching things on the street, catching bad guys with the same determination that he had on that night.
Now, Streeter was the canine who jumped off the Highway 90 bridge late last month chasing a drive-by shooting suspects for what's there. 425 now, taking a look at what's happened around the state of Florida today. A new drug known by law enforcement as fentanyl on steroids is popping up around South Florida. Investigators say the narcotic known on the streets as ISO, it could be ISO or ISO, is up to 50 times stronger than fentanyl and is a mixture of multiple opioids. More than $1.6 million worth of the drug were found during two search warrants in West Palm Beach 2 weeks ago. Until now, ISO was only detected in Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C.
And the Florida Board of Education is expected to vote on whether high school student athletes could financially benefit from endorsement deals next Wednesday. Officials are scheduled to take up a name, image, and likeness rule change that was approved by the State High School Athletic Association last month. Under the measure, student athletes and their caregivers would be able to negotiate NIL contracts independent of their schools. They could also hire a registered agent to help with the process.
Attorney General Ashley Moody says we'll finally get to see what the ACC is hiding in its effort to keep Florida State from leaving the conference. Moody announced that she has secured an agreement from the ACC to provide secretive media rights contracts at the center of the conference's legal battle with FSU. She says they detail how FSU will be affected if it leaves the conference.
And the co-founder of the Orlando Magic has unfortunately passed away. The NBA team posted a news release Wednesday announcing the death of Pat Williams, who helped bring an NBA team to the Florida City in 1986. Team chairman Dan DeVos and CEO Alex Martins said in a joint statement that Williams forever changed the sports landscape in Orlando. He was 84 years old.
And national news, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is rejecting a report that says he will resign following his conviction on federal corruption charges. Sources say that Menendez told close allies he plans on stepping down, that according to NBC. However, he tells CBS2 that he has not spoken with any so-called allies and that it seems to him there's an effort to try to force him into a statement.
And Donald Trump Jr. says he's proud of his daughter, Kai, after the speech she gave last night at the Republican National Convention. Trump Jr. explained how the family came to the decision to let her speak.
Literally, she calls me, I really want to do this. It was not like a, you know, I didn't even ask her because I would never put a 17-year-old on that stage for the first speech ever.
Kai Madison Trump talked about the strength of her grandfather and former President Donald Trump.
U.S. Navy has cleared over 250 black sailors of wrongdoing in connection with an explosion that occurred 80 years ago. The Navy concluded that the black sailors were unfairly punished. In 1944, an explosion at the Port Chicago Naval Weapons Station near San Francisco resulted in the deaths of 320 people, primarily black sailors and civilians. Following the explosion, surviving black sailors were tasked with cleaning up the blast site, including human remains, while white officers were granted time off. Additionally, black sailors faced punishments that affected their ability to receive honorable discharges, despite many of them returning to work at the port and serving throughout World War II.
And President Biden forgiving more student debt. This time around, it's $1.2 billion in relief for public sector workers like teachers, nurses, and firefighters. Borrowers can qualify through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program created almost two decades ago and now expanded by the Biden administration. Meantime, Republicans are leading legal challenges to the administration's earlier debt forgiveness efforts.
Stocks down across the board today. Investors continue to sell off tech stocks as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both had their second losing sessions in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 533 points to 4665. The S&P 500 dropped 43 to 5544. And the NASDAQ dropped 125 to 17871. Finally, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen who leaked classified documents will face a military court-martial. Guardsman Jack Teixeira pleaded guilty earlier this year to six federal counts of willful transmission of national defense information. He'll be charged under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. No court date has been announced. Coming up after the Fox News update, we'll check in with Bobby Rossi briefly, a look at what's going on around sports, health, business, science, entertainment, pop culture, and much more still to come. Hour number one, Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. The Republican National Convention coming to a close tonight with Donald Trump giving the keynote address.
Accepting his third consecutive nomination for president just days after surviving an assassin's bullet. Tens of thousands of people are here to hear President's acceptance speech completely written that we're told will not focus on President Biden but instead unifying our country.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Milwaukee. President Biden remains off the campaign trail after testing positive for COVID, but Vice President Kamala Harris continues to stump in several key swing states. She took aim at talks of unity at the GOP convention.
If you claim to stand for unity, you need to do more than just use the word.
Speaking in Fayetteville in Battleground, North Carolina, a day after campaigning in Michigan, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks were lowered today. The Dow Jones Industrial fell more than 503 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 43. And after a strong start to the week, the Nasdaq Composite tumbled 125. Nokia shares fell today as the Finnish telecom equipment maker reported challenging conditions in mobile and network services. Nokia shares dropped 6% in Helsinki trade, though they've gained 10% this year. Kraft Heinz is hiring Pepsi marketer Todd Kaplan as its chief marketing officer for North America. The appointment comes as the food giant pursues a multi-year effort to improve the nutrition of products such as ketchup and juice. Jobless claims rose last week to a near one-year high of 243,000. The spike in those applying for unemployment benefits were driven in large part by claims in Texas after Hurricane Beryl made landfall on July 8th. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. This is what former NFL MVP Rich Gannon told me about Devontae Adams' future.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think it'd be crazy to follow his buddy, who's going to be 41 this year, to New York. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to play 10 games, 12 games, 17 games.
Even with that being said, as long as Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy in 2024, I think Devontae forces his way to the Jets next season. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. You really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaner. They're a guide to the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and duct by a licensed certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we did have several spots of note earlier this hour, and that appears to still be the case now. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, approaching 9 Mile, we do have some heavy backups in that area still. Same can be said if you are traveling on Barrancas. This is going to be approaching Highway 98. We do have some backups in that area due to some accident reports over there, but it's nothing too severe at this time. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Highway 87. That's where we're seeing the most issues because of a car accident being reported. Then it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Before we move on to our sports notes, a quick update from Bobby Rossi.
Last night we had the introduction to J.D. Vance, and in case you haven't been able to follow up with everything, the show Steelers yesterday was the Gold Star families of those families who lost children in the pullout of Afghanistan. It was a World War II veteran who at the very end said, hey, if President Trump's reelected, I'll reenlist and I'll storm any beach he asks me to. That was pretty powerful. And then actually Kai Trump, President Trump's granddaughter, stole the show right there. And then we got to be introduced to J.D. Vance's wife and J.D. Vance himself. And then today is all about Trump. If you've listened to Andrew McKay in the morning, you'll know that I was saying that we've been talking about there's been two main themes. Unity, but also the humanity of Donald Trump. So as we get ready for the convention to begin or the session begin here, I expect we're going to get a lot more of the humanity of Donald Trump today that's going to come out. And everyone's looking forward to hearing from the former president. You know, this will be the first time he's really addressed the nation since there was an assassination attempt against him. So, you know, where's his mindset? Is he, we were told he's going to completely redo his speech to focus on unity now. And so are we going to get a different Trump than we've seen in the past? Is it going to be similar Trump with just a different message? I guess we'll find out here shortly.
All right. Yeah. I actually just saw the PNJ. They posted on Facebook that the speech is expected to last 90 minutes, according to their headline here. So
wow.
That's
that's a long speech.
Quite a lengthy. I don't know if that's a typo, but I mean, 90 minutes seems a little excessive, but I don't know. But yeah, Trump did say that he had he ripped up the speech that he was going to give and in the aftermath of the assassination attempt there. Of course, we will carry it live here on News Radio Pensacola. But yeah, that thing's not going to start probably until around like 9:30-ish, give or take. So yeah, Let's get into some sports news. Austin, what do you see?
Well, for starters, we've got a headline coming out of the MLB. It says the Chicago Cubs and LA Dodgers will open the 2025 season in Tokyo, Japan next March. It's no surprise that those are the teams selected, as three of Japan's biggest baseball stars play for those teams. Besides the obvious one in Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers also have star pitcher Yoshi Yamamoto, and the Cubs counter with all-star pitcher Shota Imanaga and outfielder Seiya Suzuki.
Very good.
So, I pronounced those right?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Good to hear. All righty. In the NFL, I just now noticed you put as four of Japan's biggest baseball stars. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Did I say three? Is that what it previously
my
said?
My bad.
All right. Four.
Move on.
Correction there. All right. NFL headlines here. The Jacksonville Jaguars are celebrating their 30th anniversary by revisiting their past. Football fans waited in long lines earlier this morning to buy the team's new Prowler jersey. The gear unveiled earlier today is based on the design and logo of the franchise's uniforms in 1995. The Jags are scheduled to wear the throwback jersey for the first time in Week 5 against the Indianapolis Colts. A good divisional matchup choice there. And NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Davis demanding accountability after being removed from that United Airlines flight in handcuffs in front of his family last week. According to Davis, six FBI and law enforcement officers boarded the plane for what the FBI said was a report of a violent assault.
They come right towards me. And at that point, my mind is like, what the heck is going on? I'm in shock that this guy is actually putting handcuffs on me. I was powerless. I couldn't do anything.
Davis says he simply tapped a flight attendant on the shoulder after the man failed to acknowledge his son asking for a cup of ice. Looking at some women's basketball news here, Caitlin Clark setting yet another record. The Indiana Fever rookie dished out 19 assists against the Dallas Wings Wednesday. That broke the previous single-game record of 18 assists set by Courtney Vandersloot in 2020. Clark also finished with 24 points in the loss to Dallas. She will next take part in the WNBA All-Star Game as part of Team WNBA on Saturday. Man, 19 assists, record-breaking game, 24 points, and you're playing one of the worst teams in the WNBA. The Dallas Wings, I think, are not very good, and you still lose. That's upsetting.
Yeah, it is. Also, the Open Championship taking place at Royal Troon. I told you yesterday, I love watching that because, I mean, it's on early in the morning and it goes to about 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
At the top of the leaderboard right now is Daniel Brown, an Englishman. He's 6 under par. Shane Lowry from Ireland at 5 under. Then Justin Thomas, American, at 3 under. Then there's a big group at 2 under and then 1 under. The group at 1 under does include Scotty Scheffler, Brooks Koepka as well. Xander Schauffele in the group of golfers at 2 under par. So that is how things stand here after round 1.
All right. Very nice. I was about to say just about time for traffic and weather.
Let's do that.
Yeah, look at that. Look at us on the same wavelength here. All righty.
Nope, just looking at the clock, Austin.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're on the same wavelength as the clock. That is what matters most. All righty, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway starting to develop. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Also got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway now if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And even on Navy Boulevard as you're passing Highway 98, we've got some backups developing there if you're traveling northbound. But there's no confirmation of any accidents in that area, at least not at this time. Then there's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Tiger Point. That's where Avalon Boulevard meets Gulf Breeze Parkway there. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We've got an unsettled weather pattern, and that means high rain chances over the next several days. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up anytime, day or night. Next few days, not all day rain, but looking into the weekend, Sunday looks like a very high rain chance, and that may end up being a washout of a day. As far as the rest of the weather goes, it will be humid. That'll make it feel hotter. High temps will be up around 90 degrees. We'll see some sunshine, some clouds, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Some health, business, and science notes today. John Deere says they're scaling back its DEI initiatives. The tractor company released a statement saying it would be changing or eliminating multiple diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and would be auditing all company-mandated training materials to ensure the absence of socially motivated messages. The statement also says John Deere will no longer participate in or support external social or cultural awareness parades, festivals, or events. It made clear the changes are being made in response to its customers' opinions. I mean, John Deere, it's farm equipment.
Yeah.
Wow. If I'm in its client, I care about the tractor working. Like,
I'm right there with you. I'm just kind of giggling because of all the companies you could have said, I would have never guessed John Deere. I have not heard. My grandmother has a John Deere, and I've heard that name like three times in the last decade. I never hear much about John Deere. A new bank rate survey reveals that 43% of Americans believe their personal financial situation has gotten worse since the start of Joe Biden's time in office. Presidents aren't the only force impacting Americans' finances, of course, but they tend to get all the credit, both good and bad. As a result, 37% of U.S. adults say that Donald Trump would be best for their personal financial situation. And regardless of who they'll vote for, 46% of U.S. adults say that they are less likely to vote for Biden because of his handling of the economy.
Yeah, looking, this one kind of caught my eye. I was very interested by this. NASA is planning for life after the International Space Station. Associate Administrator for Space Operations Ken Bowersox says despite many successful missions and experiments, time is not on its side.
But 25 years is a long time, and we're getting to the point where we need to think about what comes after ISS.
All I've known is the International Space Station, right?
Right.
And NASA is contracting with SpaceX to develop a deorbit vehicle to bring the ISS down gently into the ocean when its lifespan ends in 2030. The vehicle will execute the last week of deorbit burns as the ISS goes down. NASA plans to transition to using private companies to operate space stations moving forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looking at some pop culture notes here, I did not know this until I just saw the script just now. Very unfortunate news here. Comedian and actor Bob Newhart has died at the age of 94. Known as the Dean of the Deadpan Delivery, his TV series, The Bob Newhart Show, was a hit in the 1970s. And later on, of course, he played his buddy the Elf's adoptive father in Elf and Professor Proton on The Big Bang Theory. Wow, I didn't know that. That's very sad.
Actually fairly recently before a show. I just happened to be scrolling through X and saw that pop up. So, sad news there. The Russo brothers are in talks to direct the next two Avengers films. Variety is reporting the duo are in early talks to direct the 2026 Avengers movie and 2027's Avengers Secret Wars. It would make a return to the franchise for the pair as they directed both Avengers Infinity War and Endgame. I hope that's true because since Endgame, and we've talked about this before, I have not been a fan of what Marvel has been putting out there. So those two movies, obviously bangers. So yeah, let's bring the directors back for those.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I haven't watched a Marvel movie since, what, Spider-Man 3? A film adaptation of the Kiefer Sutherland series 24 is in early development. Variety is reporting that there are currently no details about the plot or if Sutherland will return. 24 ran for 9 seasons, earning almost 70 Emmy nominations and 20 wins.
Oh, well, sign me up for that, Austin.
You're a big 24 guy,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's one of my in my top 5 favorite shows.
Wow, yeah. Really?
If you're doing a film adaptation, if you're doing a movie called 24, Kiefer Sutherland's got to be in it. So I'll just say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that goes without saying.
It's like the Bourne movies. There was Bourne Identity, Supremacy, Ultimatum, and then there was
one without
the Bourne Legacy, which wasn't with Matt Damon. Who's the guy that played Jeremy Renner, right?
Yeah,
he was the guy that was doing it, but I was like, this isn't a Bourne movie.
Right. Yeah. You can't have a Bourne movie without the guy who's known for being Jason Bourne.
That's right. 4:50, we'll take a break on that note. Back to recap our top stories today. Wacky stories, good news as well.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends downtown for another gallery night. This month's theme is Chalk Walk on Palafox. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more info. The Perdido Key Fishing Rodeo is Friday through Sunday. Weigh-ins are at 2 to 5 each day with raffle drawings and awards beginning at 5 at and around Entertainer Bait and Tackle on Perdido Key Drive. See PerdidoChamber.com for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Taking one last look at the traffic and weather for this hour. We do have several spots to get into. That's why we're probably going to be getting into this traffic one just a couple minutes early. Let's see. Several spots, as I said, to tackle here. Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98, we've had some issues there for a little bit, and now we've got some developing on Highway 98 itself if you are traveling eastbound passing Blue Angel Parkway there. Also, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still dealing with some pretty heavy backups. And same can be said for Navy Boulevard traveling northbound passing Highway 98 as well. Beyond that, it's going to be some backups that we still have on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and then continuing westbound towards North Palafox Street. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Got some backups developing both ways there. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound, passing the Tiger Point area. That's going to be right as you're passing Avalon Boulevard. Navarre Parkway still have some backups in that area. There was an accident there early this hour that is causing some backups still if you are traveling westbound towards and passing Highway 87. And then the last major spot is going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but then as you continue westbound, passing Glover Lane and approaching Avalon Boulevard.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Recapping our top stories, of course, last night of the convention about Donald Trump. He will formally accept the GOP nominee for the White House in the primetime speech to close the convention. We will carry it live on News Radio Pensacola, of course. Anxiety continues growing among Democrats about President Biden's campaign. The Washington Post out with a report that former President Obama told his allies Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. Also, Axios reports Biden may be persuaded by party leaders and close friends to drop out of the race by this weekend. Two GOP senators confronting the director of the Secret Service at the convention last night. Senators Marsha Blackburn and John Barrasso asked pointed questions to Kimberly Cheadle about reported failures by her agency at the rally on Saturday. Cheadle, of course, due to testify in front of a House Oversight Committee on Monday about the about it. 4:55 here. Text line 850-437-1620. We had a text in, Austin. We were talking last segment about just some people are just suited for roles. Right. I brought up, so the story is that 24, the show with Kiefer Sutherland, he was, of course, Jack Bauer, and they're talking about making a film adaptation And the they haven't confirmed anything, but Kiefer Sutherland, I believe you cannot have a 24 movie if Kiefer Sutherland is not Jack Bauer.
Right.
And we talked about Jason Bourne being Matt Damon, and that how the Bourne Legacy movie with Jeremy Renner just didn't fly. Texter says James Bond and Batman are proof you can change an actor and be successful. Reaction to that.
I am almost positive we have had this exact discussion before, because I know we've talked about the Matt Damon thing, and we've talked about some of these movies having different actors. I think it can work. I mean, obviously it can. I mean, if films are successful. But the thing is, Jason Bourne, like, how long has that been a movie character? You know what I mean? Like, when did the first Jason Bourne
movie
come out?
I want to say 2002 was the first one.
So let's assume you're right. 20 years, okay? Just over 20 for the Jason Bourne films. Man, when we're talking about Batman, I mean, we're talking about a character that spans decades.
It also was a comic character before.
Right. So we're talking about a character that has been in various forms of media for several decades. You know, obviously, we need to allow some wiggle room, right? We need to allow some context for some of these characters to be replaced with their actors or whatever. I will say, though, what was the other example they gave? James Bond?
Bond
that's
and
another, Batman. That's another really old one. James Bond, I mean, that goes back a long time ago. Not trying to call the listener old, I'm just saying. It's a bit different to talk about them and Jason Bourne.
Yeah. I see the point, obviously.
Right.
There's a lot you can do, I suppose, with different there's different trilogies, there's different comic books that you can opt to follow, different scripts or whatever, so you can do different things with different actors and different directors. I understand that, but I don't know, there's just some where it's just like, yeah, it just doesn't feel right. And
not only that, but Batman also, it helps that he wears a mask. That kind of helps mask him a bit, you know, literally.
Yeah,
Jason Bourne, you're seeing his entire face, so you know that's not Matt Damon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, wacky stories here. Police responded to a Walgreens in Florida at 3 a.m. Monday when the burglar alarm went off. There was a guy walking around inside. Cameras show that he went into the store's bathroom at 9:40 p.m.,
right,
about 20 minutes before they closed. Then he stayed in there for 5 hours before venturing out and having a junk food feast. Tostitos, spinach dip, chips, Reese's, Ghirardelli chocolates, Dr. Pepper, and a pack of Newports. apparently all this moving around set off the alarm, taken into custody when the cops got there. Waiting 5 hours in a bathroom before going on a junk food spree.
Right. I got his taste until the Newport cigarettes. Not really a fan. Some good news here. An Indiana woman rescued a Siberian husky from the animal shelter, and in return, the husky ended up saving her life. Samantha Griffin says that shortly after moving into a new house, her water heater started leaking, spilling dangerous carbon monoxide into the home. Griffin says that she had a migraine, so she went to lay down. Luna jumped on the bed and kept her from falling asleep until she took her outside, where eventually the CO1 detector did go off.
Wow. Yeah, that's
man.
Good.
Very smart.
4:59. That'll do it for hour number one. We got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world and checking in with Bobby Rossi ahead of the final night of the Republican National Convention.